Egypt's health minister recently shut down a clinic suspected of performing a sex change operation. The procedure is not illegal, but the government limits it. Gender transformation in general is a taboo topic in Egypt and much of the Middle East, but some are trying to change that. Daniel Estrin reports from Cairo.
Sally Mercy drives through Cairo with her favorite cassette blaring 80s pop. The windows are down, and a lock of chestnut hair escapes from her headscarf. Mercy seems relaxed and confident.
Okay. I'm Sally Muhammad Abdullah.
But it's clear, talking to her later in her lawyer's office, that Mercy's confidence has been hard-earned. She was the first Egyptian to go public about a sex change.
In the first, I am a male.
Sally Morsi was born Mohammed in 1964, but Morsi says she never felt comfortable as a male. At the age of 19, Mohammed Morsi went to medical school at Egypt's prestigious Islamic University, Al-Azhar, in part, Morsi says, to understand himself.
I'm studying medicine to know my diseases.
3 years later, Morsi decided to take a leave of absence to have sex reassignment surgery. Mohammed became Sally, and Egypt issued a new birth certificate and identity papers. But the medical school wouldn't let Sally back in. It said Morsi didn't belong in the male or female classes. So Mercy went to court. The legal battle continues, even though Morsi's won several rulings. Mamdouh Nakhla is Morsi's lawyer. He says there's been a lot of negative publicity about his client. He says people even show up at Morsi's court appearances just to jeer.
I tell the judge, these people have nothing to do with this. But the judge gives them the right to speak their mind. It's like we're fighting two cases. We're fighting Al-Azhar and also fighting the Egyptian society.
The fight isn't just aimed at Morsi. The surgeon who performed her operation has also been disciplined. Dr. Ezzet Ashamala says he's now stopped doing sex reassignment surgery.
We as doctors used to do it. It is done in Egypt since the beginning of the 20th century, 1930, 1940. We have Dr. Gamal Behari. He was my professor. Dr. Gamal Behari was a pioneer in the whole world about this operation. And people used to come from abroad to have this operation done in Egypt.
But Egypt has become increasingly conservative in the past few decades. Egypt's medical association has strong ties to the Islamist group, the Muslim Brotherhood, and it considers sex change surgery immoral. Egypt's health ministry is now requiring a special committee to review requests for any sex change procedures. Hossam Bagat is with the Egyptian Initiative for Personal Rights.
We understand that many applications that have been submitted by transgender persons to that committee have been declined, citing the lack of a medical necessity.
Some transgender Egyptians go abroad for treatment. 28-year-old Jasmine Hassan began hormone therapy in the U.S., but ran into visa complications. Hassan was forced to return home only partially transitioned as a woman.
I pass as a woman. I mean, black hair down to my mid-back, and everybody I deal with, like strangers I meet or whatever, they all talk to me in the feminine sense.
Hassan continues hormone therapy in Egypt without a doctor's supervision, but she's petitioning the medical association to soften its stance. And she's created what's believed to be the first Arabic language website about transgender issues, allowing others like her to share information.
The way I see it, I'm just trying to make a dent. Every dent in the system makes a big difference, because I believe ultimately Egypt's progress would basically spread out through the region, throughout the entire Middle East and the Arab-speaking countries.
But Hassan doesn't want to wait for acceptance at home. She plans to seek asylum in a Western country. As for Sally Morsi, she's not confident she'll ever get back into medical school. So she's studying to become a lawyer. She says after 22 years of being represented in court, she wants to take the law into her own hands. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin, Cairo.